Hello and welcome to 2022. So this is the Ten Talks podcast, episode 16. So it's 2022. Well, allegedly, it's still the very end of 2021 at the time of recording this. So, but yeah, let's have a look back on this year, because why not? And also, because it's a new year, a new start, I thought we'd ask some of our listeners and our followers on social media to cast their minds back to their first ever camp as a scout or a beaver or a cub or even their first camp as a leader. But we'll be seeing what some people thought of their first camp. I can remember my camp. It was a long, long time ago. Well, not actually that long, because I'm only an explorer at the moment, so, and I joined in Beavers. I can remember we camped in the building, and it was so real. Just the fact that we were putting these tents up, which we were just like, what's the point? But then I remember, and I'll never forget this, I remember trying to work out how we were going to do the guy ropes. And obviously, they're not really necessary, but, well, me being my six-year-old self, sort of tried to work out how, and I even asked one of the leaders. But it's those sorts of camps that they're the best. So, this is why we asked our Discord server and our Twitter followers. This is what we asked them, and so we'll come back to that after we've done a quick review of 2021. Okay, yeah. This is the Tent Talks podcast. Okay, so it's time now to look back at 2021. So we obviously started in January with that initial lockdown to sort of get over what happened at Christmas. So that, yeah, we obviously had to go back to Zoom and things like that. And then February, we had the Unsung Heroes Award, which was great. It worked really well. Those who had gone above and beyond were allowed to meet Bear Grylls. That worked really well. March, everyone had to do virtual St. George's Day. Okay, yeah. And then sort of moving on through to April, unfortunately we had this really sad news of the death of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. But following that, our May episode was then about the Duke of Edinburgh Award and everyone's memories of that. And that episode worked really well, I think. So through to May, Scouts obviously launched the Good For You campaign, which to try to recruit new volunteers. Something I didn't realise until I was actually doing some research for this episode. Did you realise that was actually as part of the partnership with Girl Guides? No, I didn't realise either. So through to June, the Money Skills badge launched, so that there's some resources on that either currently, or I'll get them on there soon. I can't remember if I've done them already. Some resources with that on the Idea Bank, ideabank.tedtalks.org.uk. July, there was the Paddle the Amazon campaign, the idea to paddle, whether that's a kayak, a canoe, any sort of paddle sport. Like I keep saying the word paddle, trying to avoid the word paddle, but the length of the Amazon River. August, the Tokyo Olympics, there were about three, I think, scouts, well, was it three ex-scouts in Team GB. September, I found two things in September and I couldn't really decide between them, so I'm going to do both. So there was obviously the virtual reunion, that was nice, and I quite like, I quite like reunion. Yeah, reunion is fun. And there was also, of course, the launch of the squirrel section with sort of for the 4 to 5 year olds. And then sort of you had Matt Hyde on BBC Breakfast and Bear Grylls on Good Morning Britain. October, obviously, Jota Jotai, Jamboree on the air, Jamboree on the internet. We all love that, don't we? That is one of the best weekends of the year. Never want to go on camp that weekend. You want to make sure you always sat behind your laptop. November, now, this was obviously COP26 and the Promise to the Planet campaign, sort of getting everyone involved in climate change. And then December, we've got the Acorn Appeal. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in the Scouting News in a few minutes. But the Acorn Appeal sort of... Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But let's get on with 2022. This is the Tent Talks podcast. Okay, so moving on now to first night experiences, so sort of first camp. So on Discord, Heritage Studios says their first night was creepy as they started as a cub, but the camp was right next to a safari park. So and therefore, you know, I know Heritage Studios. I know which camps like they're talking about. It is, you could literally hear the lions next door. That's it's one of those sites you either love it or hate it. But apparently the leaders didn't make it more any more helpful, and they were alone because that was their that was their first night at the group. However, Baloo says it was exciting because they were the senior patrol leader of the group, because the group had just started a day or so before. So, but apparently everyone braved the cold and everything was planned and they learned a lot. That's quite a nice one, yeah. Lots of people say that they can't remember because it was such a long time ago, but try and cast your mind back a bit. Kashdavi, I have no idea how to pronounce that. Says it was quite scary, but sort of camping in the woods with no friends and no parents. But I asked him, did you make any friends? And he said that they probably did. So look, some positive, some negative, but yeah. So we want to hear from you. Drop us an email on studio@tedtalks.org.uk. I'll try and get back to you all, and I might even mention some in the next podcast. You never know. Or, of course, you can drop us a message on social media. Just search for TED Talks. So, let's hit us now with the Scout Joke of the Month. Okay, so it's time for the Scout Joke of the Month. I really should make a jingle for this, shouldn't I? But, no. So, I'm sorry, they're getting labour and labour every time, but... why did everyone like hanging out with the mushroom? He was a fun guy to be with.
On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and tenttalks.org.uk.
This is the Tent Talks Podcast
News.
On the Tent Talks news desk, I'm Joe Dodman, your scouting update in 60 seconds. Aid the Acorn Appeal. Scouts are trying to raise money to help the squirrel section. We're currently waiting on an announcement from the Prime Minister Boris Johnson as to if there will be restrictions affecting the Scout Association in England. For more information on this, please keep an eye on our website, tenttalks.org.uk/news. Wales and Northern Ireland are in the readiness level yellow and Scotland is in green. Scouts have released a selection of ways to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee this year. The list includes writing and posting a letter to the Queen, planting a tree, or inviting a Queen Scout to speak at one of your section nights. For the full list and for more information, visit tenttalks.org.uk/jubilee. And of course, you can find even more news over on our website. That's tenttalks.org.uk/news. That's it for your 60-second scouting news update.